one example. Plus, he is more and more becoming aligned openly with Trump. I mean, what the heck is that? And so I've become more open to the idea that they need to be responsible. And I'm also aware that to actually moderate that site, they need actual editors. So maybe they'll hire some journalists and pay back some of the business that they've taken away from the legitimate press.
How do you make it happen?
How do you make it happen? Well, what about what Judy referred to, Section 230 of the Communications Act, where they are held civilly liable? What about that?
What about that?
One example. Plus, he is more and more becoming aligned openly with Trump. I mean, what the heck is that? And so I've become more open to the idea that they need to be responsible. And I'm also aware that to actually moderate that site, they need actual editors. So maybe they'll hire some journalists and pay back some of the business that they've taken away from the legitimate press.
How do you make it happen?
How do you make it happen? Well, what about what Judy referred to, Section 230 of the Communications Act, where they are held civilly liable? What about that?
What about that? It ain't going to happen. Too many people use Facebook. Too many people love Facebook. You know, if you're a politician and you start going after a Facebook, you create a lot of problems for yourself. I just don't see it happening.
I don't know. I think a lot of people like me love Facebook and use it all the time, but also see the potential for problems. And thoughtful legislation that would aim at accuracy and getting out fake and Russian propaganda would be well taken. I think the time is coming. Again, Zuckerberg is doing nothing.
It ain't going to happen. Too many people use Facebook. Too many people love Facebook. You know, if you're a politician and you start going after a Facebook, you create a lot of problems for yourself. I just don't see it happening.
I don't know. I think a lot of people like me love Facebook and use it all the time, but also see the potential for problems. And thoughtful legislation that would aim at accuracy and getting out fake and Russian propaganda would be well taken. I think the time is coming. Again, Zuckerberg is doing nothing to endear himself to legislators or to the public.
I agree.
All right. Final topic for the day is this one. A number of newspapers around the country have published mugshot galleries of people who have been accused of crimes. And now a number of papers are stopping the publication down in Florida, where Rosemary used to work as an editor at the Orlando Sentinel. The South Florida Sun Sentinel have done the same. They've dropped these galleries. These have been very popular in a lot of media. Why is it that the
mugshot... endear himself to legislators or to the public.
I agree.
All right. Final topic for the day is this one. A number of newspapers around the country have published mugshot galleries of people who have been accused of crimes. And now a number of papers are stopping the publication down in Florida, where Rosemary used to work as an editor at the Orlando Sentinel. The South Florida Sun Sentinel have done the same. They've dropped these galleries. These have been very popular in a lot of media. Why is it that the mugshots of crime suspects shouldn't be carried by the digital sites of these newspapers? What's the argument there?
My belief was that when you run a mugshot, it's of somebody being arrested. They actually haven't been convicted yet. And certainly we report that. We report their name and we put it in the paper. But mugshot galleries are popular with newspaper websites because they generate a ton of traffic and it's important information. But I always have believed that because we could not get mugshots at the federal level, very rarely can you get someone who has been accused of a federal crime, their mugshot. And most
mugshots of crime suspects shouldn't be carried by the digital sites of these newspapers. What's the argument there?
My belief was that when you run a mugshot, it's of somebody being arrested. They actually haven't been convicted yet. And certainly we report that. We report their name and we put it in the paper. But mugshot galleries are popular with newspaper websites because they generate a ton of traffic and it's important information. But I always have believed that because we could not get mugshots at the federal level, very rarely can you get someone who's been accused of a federal crime, their mugshot, and most of those are white. And a lot of the mugshots that a local newspaper run are people of color. And I thought that disproportionately created an image in the community of people of color. And the cumulative impact, I thought, was very negative.
That's Judy Patrick of the New York Press Association. In the interest of time, we lose Rosemary Armeo here. Sorry, Rosemary, next week. Alan Chartok, the CEO of Northeast Public Radio. We'll always have time for more from Alan, I promise. I'm Rex Smith. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Dave Gustine. We'll see you next week. on the Media Project.
Those are white. And a lot of the mugshots that a local newspaper run are people of color. And I thought that that disproportionately created an image in the community of people of color. And the cumulative impact, I thought, was very negative.
That's Judy Patrick of the New York Press Association. In the interest of time, we lose Rosemary Armeo here. Sorry, Rosemary, next week. Alan Chartok, the CEO of Northeast Public Radio. We'll always have time for more from Alan, I promise. I'm Rex Smith. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Dave Gustine. We'll see you next week on The Media Project.
To get a living wage, they joined with other actors upon a living stage. Now newspapermen are such interesting people. When they know they've got a people's fight to wage. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, newspaper guild. Got a free new world to build. Meet the people, that's a thrill.
The Media Project is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Alan Chartok is CEO of WAMC, professor emeritus at the State University of New York, commentator, columnist, and author. Rex Smith is editor-at-large of the Times Union. Judy Patrick is the vice president.
They joined with other actors upon a living stage. Now newspapermen are such interesting people. When they know they've got a people's fight to wage. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, newspaper guild. Got a free new world to build. Meet the people, that's a thrill.
The Media Project is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Alan Chartok is CEO of WAMC, professor emeritus at the State University of New York, commentator, columnist, and author. Rex Smith is editor-at-large of the Times Union. Judy Patrick is the vice president for editorial development for the New York Press Association. And Rosemary Armeo is an investigative journalist and former chair of the Department of Journalism at the University at Albany. You can listen to or podcast The Media Project anytime at WAMC.org or just download the WAMC app for your iPhone or Android at the Play Store today. Thanks for listening.
Publishers are such interesting people. It could be prostitution, I don't know. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, circulation, ting-a-ling-a-ling, advertising, get those readers, get that payoff, what a headache, what a...
...and for editorial development for the New York Press Association, and Rosemary Armeo is an investigative journalist and former chair of the Department of Journalism at the University at Albany. You can listen to or podcast The Media Project anytime at WAMC.org or just download the WAMC app for your iPhone or Android at the Play Store today. Thanks for listening.
Publishers are such interesting people. It could be prostitution, I don't know. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, circulation, ting-a-ling-a-ling, advertising, get those readers, get that payoff. What a headache, what a mess. Oh, publishers are such interesting people. Let's give 3 cheers for freedom of the press.